at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off speaking with Joe Budizzoni, who is with Eschenbach, and they make a number of low-vision video enhancement products. Joe, what are you showing here at CSUN this year?
Well, the newest technology that we have on display this year is a combination of lens technology and electronic and or video technology. We're using a new LED light source as our illumination. It's called AMO LED. It's an acronym for Active Matrix Organic. And what that LED does over a traditional LED is a super bright screen with the best illumination. The best way to analogize it in difference reference to traditional LEDs is the Christmas lights that people hang from their homes, their eaves or their gutters during the holidays. One strand, one LED. But think about one strand with 100 LEDs at the end. And there, if you can think about or conceptualize that, we've squeezed 40,000 LEDs into a 3.5-inch square rectangular handheld illuminated magnifier.
Wow, so that's a very high resolution for that small of a screen.
Exactly.
So 3.5 gives it that portability. Now, what can I do with this device?
Primarily, it's exclusively for reading.
Okay, it's a reading device. It's not for taking... Well, I guess you could take it in a store and look at products, right?
You could take it to a store, look at products. You could take it to a store, check out the prices at the grocery store shelves. It has a decent depth of focus that way. But it's primarily meant for as a reading device.
Okay, and what other products are you showing here?
Well, we're also the exclusive North American distributor for Ash Video products. What I mean by that are desktop CCTV devices. They've recently added a new HD device, which is high definition. Obviously, it has to be hooked up to a high definition television in order to get the best benefit out of it. And again, it's just an increase in resolution. And if the folks that are using the device, let's say, look at photographs on a regular basis, they would appreciate the higher resolution and the better image quality.
Okay, so how large is this? Is this portable or is this...
It is transportable. It does have its own case. It works on an NTSC signal, which means it plugs into your own television at your home, uses the RCA yellow jack, plugs either in the front or the back, but it is has its own carry case. It's collapsible, weighs about 2 pounds, very lightweight, very easy to move from room to room or house to house.
Okay, and anything else you want to highlight here?
Well, we've got, as always, Eschenbach's bread and butter or strong suit has been lens technology. We've come out with a new multiple focus pair of eyeglasses where the distance portion is a 3-diopter power designed to identify the headlines in the newspaper, and then a variety of different bifocal strengths, 4.5-diopter, 6-diopter, and 7.5-diopter. So if the headline was interesting enough that you wanted to read the article, then you can just move the material up a little closer, look through the bifocal area of the glasses, and start reading.
I know one question a lot of people ask is they just want something to help them improve the experience of watching traditional television. What do you recommend? Do you have anything like that?
I do, in fact. We have a product that's called Max TV, hence watching television. The only limitation to using the device is the patient's or the user's astigmatism level. So if they have more astigmatism of greater than 2 diopters, it really doesn't work. But we have other telescopic devices that can be custom corrected for those patients. So in essence, it's kind of an off-the-rack telescope that the user can focus each eye independently within a binocular system, has a 20-degree field of view, much less expensive than a 60-inch television. And it's simple, easy to use. If it works, it works. And if it doesn't, we try something else.
And what do you recommend for folks needing something to use in an outdoor environment? They're just trying to find signs and buildings and so forth. What might be one of your best tools for that?
I think the best tool for that is a monocular handheld telescopic device. They range in power from 4x magnification to 8x magnification. Some are afocal, which means they don't focus, and some are focusable, but they're strictly used for distance.
Okay, it sounds like you offer a variety of different products. What is the website or maybe a phone number where folks can call and get more information?
The website is www.eschenbach.com. We're just in the process of upgrading our website, so please be patient with us while we do the construction work.
Okay, you might want to spell that Eschenbach for folks.
Okay, it's Eschenbach.
Okay, and well, of course, we'll also have a link at Cerotalk.com for that as well. Coming to you from CSUN 2011, this is Michael Loff for Cerotalk.